Well,
should say the former basketball player. I don't know if I said the word former. There you go.
Look, Baylor basketball player doesn't
in
matter,
trouble. You know? Yeah, where we heard that.
Yeah,
before.
Right. Yeah, bulletin. This yeah, just in.
Right.
All right. Anyway, President Obama will not be attending the Big Dollar Los Angeles fundraiser this Friday, sponsored by a bunch of young Hollywood types. Hmm. It's called the Gen 44 event. Don't say why. Maybe it's not going to raise enough money. Not sure. I did hear something the other day. He's gotten to the point now where he's showing up at places where he can raise $500,000, which is, you know, kind of like chump change.
Yeah.
But don't forget, if you or someone you know is having a birthday or a wedding coming up, the Obama campaign saying, go ahead and forego that gift for them or you and go ahead and give that money to the Obama campaign. I mean, after all, it's about our country. Well, no, actually, it's about him. Sorry. Yeah, don't know what came over me.
That's right. Where's the guy going to live?
Yeah, yeah, really. All right, some poll numbers. One of the guys, it's the NBC News Wall Street Journal survey, which gives one of them an 8-point lead over the other in some swing states. So there you go. But then there's the other one. That's the public policy polling survey that shows one guy is leading another guy in Ohio by 3.
Oh.
So there you go. If you'd like something completely different, Glenn Beck, remember him?
Yeah, he used to be on TV, didn't he?
Yep. Yesterday, he and his on-air cohorts toying with a new interactive site called 270towin.com. Lets you click on states that you think each candidate will take in November. So, you know, click, like, make it red, make it blue, whatever. And then you click that and change all the colors, and so whoever you think will win. According to Glenn Beck, Mitt Romney will win 48 out of the 50 states.
Oh, really? Yeah. Huh.
I'm going to think it's probably not right. I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb there.
But he'll lose in the Electoral College.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Glenn says that actually Colorado and Hawaii will go blue. Everybody else is going for Romney. Yeah, okay.
I think California, New York, Massachusetts,
yeah.
Vermont,
yeah, Oregon.
Oregon, Washington.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yes.
But that's what Glenn tells us.
And Charlie Rangel wins. Yeah. Charlie wins.
You act surprised.
He wins.
Well, I know. Yeah. Never mind that he was convicted of 11 ethics violations back in 2010.
Scott, that doesn't matter.
And never mind that he didn't pay some of his taxes and used congressional resources to raise money for an academic center with his name on it. I know. But the people love him, right?
It's the other 434 crooks that are the other 434 members that are crooks, not my guy.
No.
Or gal.
He's just right. And 78-year-old Orrin Hatch has staved off a primary challenge, and the people of Utah get a chance to send him back to the Senate one more time.
Oh.
So he can be 84-year-old Orrin Hatch by the time he runs again.
Huh. Hey, come on.
But we don't need term limits.
No, we don't. We need somebody who has his long vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who knows where the washroom is.
Yeah, where am I going?
Calls it a washroom.
I was going to say, and by long vision, you mean he's forgotten more.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Another old white guy shuffling down the halls of Congress. Incumbent Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill says she will not be attending this year's Democrat National Convention.
Ah, take that, Missouri.
Not even showing up.
Yeah. Hannity was putting, like, the mugshots of about 8 or 9 Democrats that wouldn't be going.
Trying to distance herself from President Obama. And actually, we didn't do the story yesterday, but the Obama campaign canceled a bunch of TV buys in Missouri, so they're feeling like Missouri's going Republican. So we'll see how that works.
Going rogue.
Going rogue on them, that's right. And let's see. We'll talk to Bill Flores this morning at about 45 minutes. And, you know, that's about it. There's nothing else that's... there's some interesting stuff going on in Texas, but it's really really complicated right now. I don't think anybody cares, to be honest with you.
I don't want complicated.
I know. Can't we just have simple?
We got some simple in Texas.
Well, we do.
They just need to show their ugly head.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll talk about next hour. You know, the EPA has decided that these power plants in Texas, they're polluting. They need to do something about that.
What was their first clue?
Yeah,
was
well, but here's
plumes
my,
of smoke.
Now look, now wait a minute.
Waffling over the cities.
Look, here's my deal. Here's my deal, okay?
Uh-huh.
They, yeah,
clear.
They wanna sit up there in their air conditioned offices in D.C. Okay, let's bring their surly bureaucratic butts down here to Houston, and let them spend an afternoon with no air conditioning, and let them decide what would be best for America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they're up there going, oh, yes, well, I think I'll go ahead and go out for a $47 lunch while you people in Texas turn off your power plants. Yeah. See how that works out for you. It's 647.